Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The big lie being told by the former president and many Republicans who fear his wrath is that the insurrection in this country actually took place on Election Day, November 3rd.
The Biden administration used the moment to sell its voting legislation currently up for debate. Weather forecasters are reporting a quick-moving storm traveling into the Northeast could strengthen into winter season's first bomb cyclone Friday, dumping up to 6 inches of snow in New York City. The storm is expected to blanket the tri-state area. Kazakhstan's president said Friday he ordered his troops to shoot and kill without warning in an effort to strike down anti-government protests that have been raging for nearly a week. President Tokayev dismissed calls from abroad for negotiations as stupidity and vowed to crush the demonstrators. He has welcomed in Russian soldiers to help him. USA Radio News.
Extend your life with
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Can the federal government force you to put things into your body? That's the debate going on at the Supreme Court.
The Supreme Court will soon decide whether the White House can make healthcare workers and employees of large businesses get vaccinated. Louisiana Attorney General Jeff Landry appears on Fox News and describes what exactly this case will decide.
Can the federal government force you into a medical procedure? And that's what's at stake. Because if that is the case, then we are no longer sovereign individuals. We are basically serfs of the federal government. I think that we then end on a very, very slippery slope.
Louisiana is one of over a dozen states suing the federal government over these vaccine requirements. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
20 of Yellowstone National Park's renowned gray wolves roamed away from the park and were shot by hunters in recent months. The predators were reintroduced to the region more than 25 years ago. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The Biden administration compared January 6th to the thousands killed on December 7th, 1941, again made the comparison to the thousands killed on September 11th, 2001. The hard sell to the American people Thursday was another missed opportunity to bring unity to this country. As the mostly partisan January 6th commission continues to investigate, it should be noted that no one has been charged with insurrection. A member of that panel, Republican Representative Liz Cheney of Wyoming, gives Fox News her opinion on Biden's speech.
There were a number of things that they said that I agreed with. I think when you look at what happened and at the attack that happened on January 6th, I think it's different from what happened on 9/11, different from Pearl Harbor. Obviously, 3,000 Americans died in each of those events. Each of those attacks. But this was a mob that was summoned by and provoked by the President of the United States in an effort to stop the counting of electoral votes, which is a constitutional process. And so I do think the attacks are very different. I think there is a grave threat, certainly, to our system, to our constitutional institutions. And I think we have to set partisanship aside and party politics aside to get to the bottom of what happened and make sure that it doesn't happen again.
Aaron Babbitt, the husband of Air Force veteran Ashley Babbitt, the only person shot and killed that day, says Capitol Police Lieutenant Michael Byrd needs to be held accountable for the execution. Babbitt said he is preparing a lawsuit against the government. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And thank you for joining in and helping us out as we continue to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. With us right now from the American Enterprise Institute from Dubai is Dr. Michael Rubin. Michael, Happy New Year. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill. Happy New Year to you as well.
Well, a new year, and we've got impending threats abounding. What is it about? I've been looking at this for quite a while, Michael, and maybe you can clear this up and tell me if I'm being fair or unfair here. But there's just something dysfunctional about the Democrats as a party and understanding national security. I mean, most recently, we had eight of the most horrendous years when it came to national security under the Obama administration. It started to get resecured under Trump, and this was fighting some headwinds because there were already some, you could say molds or, fixed ideologues within the system that was kind of queering up the mess. And exit Donald Trump, and now we got Joe Biden and Anthony Blinken, and it's like, oh, my God, the Obama years are back. Is this a systemic issue, or am I being unfair here in my understanding and analysis of this?
No, Bill, I think it is a systemic issue. To be fair, look, I think it's fair to make criticisms of Trump with regard to some of the outreach to North Korea and also to the Taliban, but you're broadly right. What I don't think the Democrats fully understand is when adversaries smell weakness, they become more aggressive. And what the Biden administration is doing is telegraphing weakness. And what we see with regard to the Iran negotiations, for example, is basically Lucy the football and Charlie Brown, where we keep falling into the same traps and simply believe that if we try harder, if we're a little bit more sincere, then our adversaries will wake up. And that's not the way Vladimir Putin or President Xi works.
It's never worked that way, has it?
No, it hasn't. We need to learn the lessons of Neville Chamberlain and appeasement
right.
Going back to World War II. But if you look in academic circles right now, there's actually been revision saying that Neville Chamberlain was a great diplomat. I mean, the world is upside down, and we're not willing to allow facts to be the basis upon which we calibrate our national security strategy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you talk about Neville Chamberlain, but it's the history of man. I mean, adversaries, it's in our natural humanity. If we smell weakness and we're at war with somebody, guess what? We're going to pounce. I mean, it's just a natural God-given instinct and reaction, it would seem, from, the first day of man. So this is what I'm saying. I mean, it's like we're trying to reinvent the wheel and relearn, the basics over and over again with each administration. It's just like, wait a minute, can we not have, for all the right reasons, reasons. I mean, forget about politics, but just for the sake of, our protection and national security, can we just not have a national playbook that's inviolate? That says, look, these are the rules. This is what you play by. And so, yeah, you can have a little bit of room to wiggle to the left or to the right, but some basic, core common sense measures need to be employed here. But it just seems like, especially right now under this current administration, all common sense has been thrown out the window here, Michael.
Well, the way I look at it, Bill, is, while I agree with you, I'll look at the problem as being broader. I think we're in an age where we demand instant gratification, not just the economy, not just in society, but also increasingly in diplomacy. And we've lost sight of the fact that when the United States is most successful, it's because of a carefully laid out long-term strategy that also includes military pressure, economic coercion, and so forth, all the things that Russia and China are doing. But somehow Tony Blinken comes into the State Department and thinks, if I just issue enough statements, then I will be instantly gratified and we will have some great diplomatic success. The world doesn't work that way.
Yeah, exactly. And to your point, I mean, here the military seems to be having its eye off the ball when it's more concerned about CRT issues, though Austin would say, General Austin would say, oh, no, CRT is not part of the military. Well, we know that's a bunch of bunk, because information has come out that clearly demonstrates that CRT and this whole social justice issue has inculcated our military to such a degree that I question whether or not we're keeping our eye on the ball here.
Well, Bill, I know we are not. As you know, until recently, until budget cuts ended the education program, I used to teach for the U.S. Navy sailing across the Atlantic or the Pacific whenever our Marines or Navy would deploy. And what I saw over the course of the decade which I was doing that is just an increasing pile-on of requirements, most of them having to do with social justice, trainings, and so forth, which certainly distracted from our ability to focus on the enemy, to focus on the threats which we faced. Our troops, with very limited bandwidth on these ships, were being forced to jump through all sorts of political hoops. And so people, including some of the people I work with, that say this isn't a problem, this doesn't affect readiness, they really simply do not know what they're talking about.
Well, and here we have these emerging threats. I mean, you speak of North Korea. Supposedly, they fired off a ballistic missile. And, so they're back. So what is that telling us?
Well, I mean, it's been almost two decades since George W. Bush in the State of the Union address talked about the axis of evil, and a lot of people laughed that off, saying, how could Iraq, Iran, and North Korea be linked? But they don't need to be linked proactively. What all these rogue regimes sense, and North Korea still is no different today, is when they smell blood in the water, when they smell weakness, they work together and take advantage of that American distraction. If the United States wasn't projecting itself as being so weak with regard to the Taliban, so weak with regard to the Iranian negotiations, I highly doubt that Vladimir Putin would be threatening to invade Ukraine right now, or North Korea would be firing off ballistic missiles or telling the world that it's working on hypersonics.
Yes. Well, and speaking of which, with Russia at the Ukrainian border, to your point, boy, I'll tell you, this could be really critical, because if Putin calls the question here and Joe Biden is not there at 3 o'clock in the morning to answer the phone call, we're in trouble.
Honestly, I'm not sure that Joe Biden is there in 3 in the afternoon, which is one of the reasons why we're going to be tested the way we are. He doesn't project strength and leadership. And I won't be partisan here. He's no Ronald Reagan. But for that matter, even though I disagreed with him politically, he's no Bill Clinton either. You could disagree with Bill Clinton, but when he got in front of the television cameras, he projected what he needed to project. All Joe Biden does is project confusion and weakness.
Yeah, it's so unfortunate, and this is the raw definition of leadership, is being able to forecast and look over the horizon to be proactive and not reactive. And the Biden administration, again, consistent with what he demonstrated as vice president, very reactive and slow to react. And I mean, here we are, you know, obviously, as being demonstrated with his COVID response, which people are more and more becoming exceedingly critical of him. And obviously, because it's just not working. You cannot be this far behind the ball as they are in dealing with this pandemic. We've got to go to break, and we've got more from Dr. Michael Rubin. He is the resident scholar with the American Enterprise Institute and former Pentagon official. Stay with us. More from Michael after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
We're back with with you. We're talking emerging threats with an expert, American Enterprise and former Pentagon official and resident scholar with the American Enterprise, I should say, Dr. Michael Rubin. And we're always grateful to have Michael here because he breaks it down in terms that we can understand. I mean, we're being told through the narratives of the mainstream media and this administration that want us to disbelieve our lying eyes. And the word is now breaking through is that don't disbelieve. Your lying eyes are telling you the truth. And when we look outside of America and we see these emerging threats and what's going on, I mean, we have been protected historically because, you know, we're separated by oceans, but we saw what happened in 9/11. We know that when America is weak, the world is weak, and you get emerging threats that come out, and especially what's been going on for quite a while, and that is China's made it real clear that they want to be the dominant player. They want to overcome the United States, and they've been making headway like crazy over the decades. And here we are, Michael, on the brink of an Olympic event. China continues to move aggressively in the South China Seas. It's almost like you sense that the President Xi is laughing at the current administration because he has this administration right where he wants us. He's got the world, for that matter, in his hands because of this pandemic. I mean, it's been estimated $30 trillion in damage, in economic damage, that the Chinese have released on the world, and they have done so far with impunity.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, when I look back on Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, I think his greatest legacy will be fundamentally changing the conversation in the United States about China. The reason why I'm in Dubai is I'm coming back from East Africa, where I was looking at some of what China is doing and some of the situation there. I was especially in Somaliland, and it seems that in the Horn of Africa, China is being aggressive. When Secretary of State Anthony Blinken went to Africa in November, what really astounded Africans was that he managed to visit three or four countries and not mention China once. You know, putting our heads in the sand like an ostrich isn't the way to advance American interests.
Exactly. And Michael, you wrote about what's going on there in Somaliland, and most people here in the country have no awareness whatsoever. But this is where China is under the radar. They're operating, and, this is going unheeded, it would appear, even by this current administration.
Well, absolutely. You know, back after the September 11th terrorist attack, George W. Bush and the Pentagon at the time, Donald Rumsfeld, stood up a combined joint task force for the Horn of Africa in the tiny African country, East African country of Djibouti. And that's where we have a lot of our special operations forces. We've run our anti-terrorist campaigns in Somalia and Yemen from there. Our Navy often pays port calls in Djibouti. But over the last two decades, because of China's debt diplomacy, Djibouti is now 80% of its GDP indebted to China. China could, with a simple phone call, expel us from Djibouti. And even without it doing that, they've built their first overseas naval base there. They've blinded our pilots coming into Djibouti with lasers. And so one of the things I was doing in Somaliland was looking at the Port of Berbera and the new airport there. That, before 1991, was where the United States used to operate. It was an emergency landing strip for NASA and the space shuttle program. They're saying, hey, look, it's the second largest airstrip in Africa. You're welcome to use it. The Pentagon wants to. The intelligence community wants to. But the State Department, again, Tony Blinken, he's playing ostrich. He has his head in the sand. And that's why I think absolutely now is the time for the National Security Council to meet and basically say the future of American security depends on us actually having a presence here. Otherwise, we're not going to have a presence anywhere.
See, this goes back to what we said earlier, Michael, in terms of the reactivity of this administration of Joe Biden and his history. I mean, Gates said that, when it came down to national security issues, that, President Biden has not got anything right historically, but yet it galls me. I mean, it's amazing how wrong he has been on these issues, but yet he's touted to be this, this national security expert. Yeah, I mean,
he can be a national security expert when he's been on both sides of every issue, because then he's guaranteed to always have been right at least as much as long as you're willing to ignore when he was wrong. That much I saw when he was a senator, and I was doing research for my previous book, where whether it was regard to China and Tiananmen Square, whether it was regard to Yugoslavia, whether it was regard to Saddam Hussein, he literally was on both sides of every issue.
You know, speaking of Tiananmen Square, you brought this up. I mean, yesterday, January 6th, I mean, to hear the Democrats, it was like a day that should live in infamy. And some have looked at what happened on January the 6th as, America's version of Tiananmen Square. What do you think?
I think that's absolute nonsense. I don't countenance the riot which took place, but at the same time, it was nothing compared to the riots which we had seen the previous summer, the so-called Black Lives Matter riots. At the same time, if this truly was an insurrection, which is a politically loaded term, why hasn't a single person been charged with insurrection? The fact of the matter is, we are navel-gazing. We don't understand what real evil is. To understand what real evil is, you have to look at Tiananmen Square. And if you want to put your faith in diplomacy, you have to look at how China violated its word with regard, for example, to Hong Kong. You can't have diplomatic agreements with rogue regimes that won't abide by their diplomatic agreements.
Exactly, and you've been writing about this for decades. You've experienced it, and it's like you keep beating that alarm and that drum, Michael, and you think sooner or later people are going to figure this out. Because even in any kind of, just even the most basic of business agreements, you cannot set up contracts and agreements with people that are untrustworthy.
You're absolutely right. I mean, what really galls me is we take pride in being so culturally sensitive and so forth, but when we look at our own understanding of diplomacy, it's based on a Western intellectual evolution. When we look Iran and China approach diplomacy, it doesn't have the same intellectual roots, and therefore we're surprised when they cheat. I mean, frankly, from their point of view, diplomacy is an asymmetric warfare strategy meant to throw sand in their opponent's eyes while they're able to have a fait accompli, and we refuse to recognize that because we're not as culturally sensitive or aware as perhaps the Democrats think we are.
Yeah, to your point, I'm going to take you back to my disc jockey days. There was a song called The Snake back in the 60s, 70s, I think 60s. And the song lyric was basically a snake was found wounded by this, heart-bleeding woman. And she goes and comforts the snake and brings him back to life and eventually bites her. And she says, "What are you doing? I saved you from death." And he goes, "You knew I was a snake."
I mean, absolutely, that's the case.
Yeah. I mean, it's just ridiculous how we've, you know, keep needing to learn the lessons of history, as our good friend Bruce Thatcher reminds us. He says the problem is that we just don't learn from history. And so we're doomed to repeat it over and over again. And it is so frustrating. Michael, as you look out, through the rest of this year and these emerging threats, what should Americans, what should we be keeping our eye on, and what do we need to fortify ourselves?
Well, we're entering a perfect storm, simply because people smell blood in the water, and unless that changes after 2022, after the midterms, we're going to have a serious problem. What happens if Russia makes its move on Kazakhstan or Ukraine at the same time that China makes its move on Taiwan, at the same time that North Korea makes its move, and so forth? One of the most dangerous situations right now, I think, is this push, and it's really happening under the radar on the part of the Biden administration, to formally end the Korean War, because the only reason why we have troops under the UN flag along the DMZ is because of the war. If we unilaterally declare that the war is over, then basically our troops have no legal grounding to be in South Korea, and you could see the Korean War Part 2 flare up as soon as we're out of there.
Well, once again, words matter. You know, like words like insurrection, for example, and treaties and these agreements that are in play right now. Ladies and gentlemen, we must pursue the truth no matter where it leads. And as our good friend John Whitehead says, it is knowledge that precedes action. Dr. Michael Rubin, thank you. Happy New Year, my
friend.
Now
an important message from Exergen. A critical new FDA study proves that non-contact thermometers are not accurate. They also have inaccurate information on their labels regarding accuracy. New COVID strains are on the rise, and non-contact manufacturers are being irresponsible at a time when accuracy matters. Accurate temperature measurements are essential. Switch to Exergen because they are accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure, be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The big lie being told by the former president and many Republicans who fear his wrath is that the insurrection in this country actually took place on Election Day, November 3rd.
The Biden administration used the moment to sell its voting legislation currently up for debate. Weather forecasters are reporting a quick-moving storm traveling into the Northeast could strengthen into winter season's first bomb cyclone Friday, dumping up to 6 inches of snow in New York City. The storm is expected to blanket the tri-state area. Kazakhstan's president said Friday he ordered his troops to shoot and kill without warning in an effort to strike down anti-government protests that had been raging for nearly a week. President Tokayev dismissed calls from abroad for negotiations as stupidity and vowed to crush the demonstrators. He has welcomed in Russian soldiers to help him. USA Radio News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Just about 20 minutes before the top of the hour, welcome back. Liz Peek is with us, the Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst. Liz, Happy New Year to you. How are you?
Happy New Year to you. I'm terrific. Thank you.
Well, excellent. I'll tell you, I don't even know how to begin this. This is just so incredible. The president and vice president and the Democrats, they just cannot help themselves. I mean, how in the heck do they think that they're going to unite and heal our country by leaning so heavily on politics? Politics is not a unifying agent, is it?
No.
Or can it be?
And I think, Bill, what we now know pretty determinedly is that Joe Biden has no intention of bringing the country together, healing our problems, because the only reason he got elected was because he drove the Trump hatred for all it was worth. And I think that's what he thinks he's got. I mean, I don't think he has anything else. Every policy initiative has failed. The Democrats are on the wrong side of almost every issue as far as voters are concerned. His polling is garbage. So I honestly think this is what they've got. They got people really riled up about how terrible Donald Trump was, about how the riots of January 6th were a threat to our democracy. Does anybody actually believe that? I mean, you know, it,
yeah. I mean, the mainstream media and these talking heads, I mean, the things that they have to say, I mean, they just flat out lie about it. I mean, I was watching another, you know, kind of report on it last night, a summary, and I just, if I had the phone number, I would have called them right away and said, how dare you say five people were killed that day?
Yeah.
That didn't
isn't
happen.
That incredible?
I mean, the lies that are poured out are just disgusting.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And sadly, I mean, I am not a conspiracy theorist. I'm not a nut. But I'm angry about this. I'm angry about the way they portrayed what happened last year. I'm angry that questions like whether or not there were FBI informants urging the crowd on, you know, did that happen? If it didn't happen, can we please talk to these guys who were on camera doing that? Did Nancy Pelosi intentionally let the security lapse, knowing what might happen? I mean, there really are an awful lot of obvious questions and sore points here that need to be addressed. And to tell you the truth, I think Biden had an opportunity yesterday to do that, and not necessarily those particular questions, but to sort of put some salve on the wounds that Republicans feel are not healed, including,
yes,
by the way, the intentional undermining of President Trump from day one by the Russiagate hoax, and that's what it was, and the perpetuation of that even to today. I mean, they all rant and rave about how people can't get over the fact that Biden was legitimately elected. No one could get over the fact that Trump was legitimately elected by a pretty similar kind of margin. Okay, these are tough elections. They're narrow. But Trump won. Biden won. Let's move on.
Well, unfortunately, you know, just like, you know, with Trump, but the contrast is you have $70 million, 19 Democratic attorneys, most of which supported the Hillary Clinton campaign in this investigation with Mueller, and they came up with Bupkis. All right, but that wasn't enough. That doesn't settle the case. Okay, now in similar form, you've got, well, and I think some would question that and say, Bill, it's not similar by no means. I mean, you've got 1,000 people, a sworn affidavit, some people saying, look, there was voter fraud. And now you've got a recent announcement by Raffensperger, Secretary of State there for Georgia, who resisted Trump, in fact, even shared some privileged information and a conversation about, oh, can you find me 11,000 votes? I know where the president was coming from, and I think most reasonable people do as well. It wasn't like they were asking, you know,
to create,
you know, yeah, to go ahead and open up your file drawer and, you know, find 11,000 votes and, you know, turn things around. But now he's seen video evidence of people stuffing the ballot between 2 and 4 o'clock in the morning. And he's going, uh-oh. And so he's thinking, all right, maybe we need to do a deeper dive on this. Well, and of course, Arizona continues to look into it. But the process, the due process, it takes time. It's frustrating. And as we were just talking a moment ago with Dr. Michael Rubin, is that, you know, we live in a country that, you know, is, you know, we're so hyped up on rapidity. We you know, I say often that we become a nation that stands in front of a microwave and yells, hurry up, Liz. Even microwaves don't move fast enough for us.
I mean,
you know?
Well said. Well said. There is no patience. There is not. There is no appetite for due process. I totally agree with that. Unfortunately, the attention span of Americans has narrowed significantly in the last several decades. I mean, I think that's a legitimate point. The problem, Bill, is nothing will be overturned. I mean, I think we know that, right?
Yes.
Even if Georgia turns out to have had significant fraud, even if Philadelphia, Detroit, the answer is we've moved on. We've had a new president in office for a year. I think the important thing is, should we be looking forward to 2022 elections and 2024 elections and making damn sure, Republicans making damn sure, we have plugged the dike, that there are, if there are issues that arose in 2020 that I think a lot of us agree
in 2020
happened.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
2020, sorry. That they need to be fixed, because what really emerged, in my view, what I really hold the Trump White House accountable for is that they didn't anticipate some of this stuff. Democrats did. Democrats had lawyers all over the place ready to go. Trump did not. And, you know, it is sadly the case that the Trump White House was sort of a skeletal affair from the beginning. They never had the incredible phalanxes of apparatchiks that Hillary Clinton would have had in office, for example.
Exactly. Without a
doubt.
You know,
and they didn't have all the lawyers out there pleading their case. So,
I agree with you in part, and I've spoken with many strategists within the Republican Party, and they all, and that was my question, my statement. I said, I hope you guys have learned the lesson here, because, you know, you put a lot on Trump. I put a lot on the RNC. I mean, they're the ones that should have been out there ahead of this. And, you know, they really dropped the ball. So a combination. I mean, Donald Trump had his hands full, no doubt about it. You know, here he is trying to run a country, all the, you know, good things that he gets credit for. He should get credit for while he's being impeached and resisted by Nancy Pelosi in the House. And, you know, they were constantly putting the stick in his spokes and in the people's spokes.
Yeah.
And here we are, Liz. I mean, you've got 70%, over 70% of Republicans saying, look at Joe Biden is illegitimate, that
I know,
there was voter fraud.
How can that be good for the country? How can that
not good?
I mean, I think Joe Biden missed a bet yesterday, blew it big time. I mean, he's being applauded on the left for being feisty and stuff. Okay, really, what was accomplished by that? Biden supporters, I guess, were cheered that this pathetic president finally said something that they agree with, or that he maybe rallied their, raised their blood pressure level slightly. But what did it accomplish other than that? His ratings are still going to be in the toilet, and particularly with independents, with Hispanics, with groups that they depend on to win elections, folks, they're not going to win. And nothing he's doing is winning.
Right. Well,
let me make one other comment. Nothing he's doing is winning, and there's absolutely no indication on the horizon that he's ready to make a change, that he's going to pivot. After the midterm, could he pivot? Not going to happen.
No, I agree 100%. The other thing is I believe that Republicans cannot take for granted, you know, this scenario that, oh, there's going to be the red wave coming. They need to understand progressives do not let go of ground easily. They are going to go down fighting. I mean, this is why the focus now, all this that of January 6th, what was the pivot? The pivot was about voting rights. We've got to get H.R. 1. We've got to get to, really?
I agree. And what is the connection?
Yes. Well, the connection is, you know, they want to win. They've got to win, and this will control the voting. I'm saying, what are you saying, the connection? I missed you. Go ahead.
No, I mean, they sort of pivoted from, you know, we had this terrible thing happen on January 6th. That's why we have to pass a voting rights bill. I don't get that. I don't see the connection.
It is a non sequitur. You're exactly right. More from Liz Peek after this. Stay with us.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.875% with a 2.15 APR. Start off your new year with a lower rate and half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.875% with a 2.15 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.875%. Yes, 1.875% with a 2.15 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 117-12. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation. Into the financing law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Liz Peek, the Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst, continues with us. Liz, you and I were just talking off air, and, you know, if Kamala Harris is to be the heir apparent of the standard bearer for the Democratic Party, uh-oh.
Let's just sort of make this definite a statement. Joe Biden is not running again. That's not going to happen. His personal capabilities are simply not up to the task, and an increasing number of Americans are completely aware of that. Their problem Democrats have is, whether or not they intended to dump Biden halfway through his term or stuff, who knows? But the truth is, Kamala Harris is a problem. She's unpopular. She's incompetent. She's just horrifyingly personally unappealing. So they're going to have to get through that. So in other words, Biden will have to, I think, serve out his 4 years, which is a nightmare scenario for a lot of us. And then who? We'll see. I think there's a huge changing of the guard taking place in the Democratic Party. I hope that they begin to learn after several really pronounced defeats over the past year by progressive candidates that progressives are not popular in America. People want moderation, and they're not getting it from Democrats. So I imagine that we will, what is it now, 24 Democrats are retiring from Congress. Most of them are pretty old. And I think that, if you look at the Democratic leadership, holy mackerel, it's all around 80 years old. Yeah. They need to go. They right. will go. And I think there's time for a new generation. Who they will run is a good question, because I don't really think there are a lot of candidates that have big name recognition. Mm-hmm. Pete Buttigieg is making a big.
I know they keep throwing his name up there, and I'm going, what?
Why?
And to your point, I mean, in the primaries, these progressive policies were not very popular. I mean, they polled somewhere, around 30% plus or minus consistently.
Yeah.
And here, Joe Biden basically misrepresents himself to everybody, oh, I'm a moderate, I'm going to be the champion of the people and everything else. And of course, you know, here it is. We got the old bait and switcheroo that took place. No big surprise, but, you know, here it is. We're dealing with it. And now he's pushing that. Yeah. He's pushing that progressive agenda that they could only get within their own people 30% approval. And then they're, I don't know, they just feel like, well, sooner or later, you know, if we force people to eat enough porridge, they're going to like it.
Well, the problem is Joe Biden is only in the White House because Bernie Sanders came out and supported him and told his voters to go and vote for him. And so Joe Biden has this dreadful do bill out there with Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, the whole crowd on the left, and they are writing the script. I mean, I think that's what probably is for most of us most worrisome. And it is not just what Joe Biden says and does as he sort of careens around the White House in his own bumbling way. It's also all the underlying moves that are being made. The judges that are being elected to office or being appointed to office under Joe Biden. All the regulators, I'm sure you've been reading the Wall Street Journal, kind of identifying people at the FDIC, people at the Fed, all these people who are really left-wing zealots are being put in place. We have got to have a Republican president in 3 years because otherwise they will really change policy on how our businesses work, whether or not you can make acquisitions. Just a quick sort of note on that because it's so ignorant. These people are so ignorant about private enterprise. They want to stop banks from being allowed to make acquisitions. What they're really talking about is accumulating the power of the biggest banks, but that's not really who they're going to hurt. Who they're going to hurt is all the regional banks who need to team up, who need to merge, because their rivals, the big banks that we all know about, the J.P. Morgan Chases, they are spending tens of billions of dollars on technology. That's what you want and I want in our banks because it makes it easy. We have all this fancy stuff that they can do for us. These little banks can't do that. And to prevent them from making any kind of acquisition over $100 billion is ludicrous. And they're going to put these regional banks out of business. That is just one of a gazillion examples of how stupid the policies are. So, you know, we've got problems. We really have problems. And it's not all clear to the naked eye. Some of it is below the surface. Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, you know this because, this has been your life's work as an analyst. And so this is really obvious. But to get this out to everybody, you see what's on the horizon. And it should not be a surprise because this is what the Democrats do. I mean, like this is any different than 8 years of Obama, you know, with Regulation Nation. Look what happened. All these supposed unintended consequences and these alleged, well, I guess they weren't so shovel-ready jobs. Well, because, you know, the Democrats are not interested really in helping the people. They're interested in buying votes and repaying people who supported them, whether we're talking about the teachers' unions or other unions out there, other big interests and corporate America interests that have, brought them money and votes. And that's who they're paying back, not the people.
I agree 100%. And in fact, you know, there's been outrage that schools are closing. And of course, in Chicago, they're saying, well, we need money for this, that, and the other thing. They have gotten hundreds of millions of dollars from the federal government.
Chicago alone, $1.5 billion, Liz.
Yeah. Yeah. So you have to you ask yourself, what's happened to all that? You know, Congress authorized $5.4 trillion in relief aid over the last 2.5 years. Most people can't get their head around that kind of number. I can't either. We've never spent money in the trillions before. Now we are. And where is it gone? I mean, I actually spent all day yesterday on various government and also non-for-profit websites looking at where the money has gone. Because when there's billions spun out for Chicago schools and yet they don't want to reopen, It is exactly as we all said. The American Rescue Plan passed last March, I think it was March, with all Democrat votes, $2.1 trillion, or was it $1.9? Anyway, $2 trillion bill, basically. And as many of us pointed out at the time, the Republicans didn't support it because it was all payoffs to Democrat groups. And the biggest one was the teachers' union. And if you read the bill, as I did, hundreds of pages of it, there is not any demand for accountability in that bill. There's just, you know, here's the money for this, here's the money for that. In the case
exactly.
of schools, no statement in the bill saying this money will be used to make sure schools can open. The schools will have to agree to use this money to reopen. Nothing like that. So, of course, what is it really?
Yeah.
You know, what it is the teachers' unions will say, we need smaller classrooms. What does that mean? More teachers get hired. Blah, blah, blah. I mean, that is just complete pork.
Well, the other deal they're doing is we need diversity training. All these warm and fuzzy. And so now that's introduced, I mean, to a lot of millions of dollars. And, of course, Jen Psaki's asked, you know, to your point, what about the accountability of this? Well, we distributed the money. It's basically up to them.
Yeah.
They can do with it what they want. Really? The people's money? This is fiduciary responsibility? I don't think so. It's fiduciary irresponsibility.
It's really sad, honestly, because I think Americans are becoming so used to corruption, so sort of comfortable with it.
Yeah.
We aren't even yelling and screaming about the money. $100 billion, Bill, went missing from the Paycheck Protection Program. $100 billion. That's enough to you know, repave roads, build new airports, et cetera. It's a gigantic amount of money.
Maybe provide some quick testing, the fast test for COVID. I mean, by the way. No, it's absolutely disheartening. But you wrote about this in your recent column, Liz, three issues that is going to clobber the Democrats in 2022. We've got about 2.5 minutes left. I'm going to let you summarize this because this really brings this all to bear. All that we've been talking about this morning, you've made it real clear the problems that the Democrats cannot run away from because this is of their own creation.
Well, the amazing thing is they're doing absolutely nothing and talking not at all about the issues that matter most to Americans. One is inflation. We saw today we got a very bad jobs number. Thank you, Joe Biden. But in that report from the Bureau of Labor Statistics was also the fact that wages went up 4.7%. Wages are now rising so rapidly, Bill, inflation is going to become a bigger and bigger problem. We have a wage price spiral going on. The Fed has basically ignored it up until about a month ago. They're behind the curve, and this does not bode well for the next year or two economically. I think, why do we have such a rising wage number? Because there's a shortage of labor. Why do we have a shortage of labor? Because Democrats basically paid everybody to stay home to such a degree that they stayed home.
Mm-hmm.
It's really pretty simple math, actually.
They suppressed our labor force. Yeah. Unbelievable.
All right, the second issue, we only have a couple of minutes. The second issue is obviously crime. And who does crime hurt worst? It hurts African-American communities. It hurts Hispanic communities. All Americans are annoyed as hell about all these laws and these lenient DAs that are in office that are allowing crime to run rampant in our cities. And where I live in New York, we finally elected a mayor who has vowed to crack down on crime because our city cannot come back unless people feel it's safe, unless tourists want to come and visit. So, unfortunately, we also have a horrific DA recently elected who is vowing not to pursue even things like armed robbery because, my gosh, what is a criminal? That's literally a question that he raises when asked in interviews. So, I mean, those are two issues that I think are there's really no discussion that Democrats are nowhere on this. They're nowhere on education, another big issue for voters. The truth is Republicans should have a banner year in 2022. I hope that Donald Trump does not encourage people not to vote because that is the absolutely very worst outcome we could have.
Exactly.
We need to vote. We need to turn out en masse.
Yeah. And hopefully trust the RNC and the Republic Guard to protect the vote for us this time around. Liz Peek, Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst.
America
Liz,
is
thank
facing
you.
More dangers than ever. You're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with you.